Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. In this episode, we're going to listen to a song called As We Are Known, which comes from The Longview that came out in 2012. So we'll listen to As We Are Known and then talk a little bit about it on the other side.
Thank you.
Well, the Long View is an album that I've always been particularly proud of the songs, and I'm not sure I could explain why. I do think that I was kind of getting at the core of some several different things going on in my thinking, particularly. Well, the title song, which this was not the title song, As We Are Known, was actually track number 7. But the title song, The Long View, was sort of a satirical song about, as the title would imply, the tendency today for us to be a bit short-sighted. Moving toward the quick answer, moving toward the surface of things, and not very much further than that. And As We Are Known really fits in with that, as well as some of the other songs. As We Are Known actually is an entire song that comes out of one particular passage, actually, in the Bible, from 1 Corinthians 13, which is known by a lot of people as the love chapter of the letter to the Corinthians by Paul. And the particular verse that inspired As We Are Known is 1 Corinthians 13:12. I'll go ahead and read up to that verse and read that verse. And so I'll begin in verse 8. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they'll be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put away the ways of childhood. And then verse 12. For now, we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. So the verse describes a time when I will know things, when things will become clear. I'll know as fully as I am fully known. and the time now that we're in, in the passage, is a time when I'm seeing things only halfway. I'm seeing things through a mirror, which I can only presume at the time when this letter was written, somewhere in the first century, mirrors weren't all that great. They were more or less a glorified, polished up piece of metal. And so I'm seeing somewhat the way things are, but I'm not seeing very clearly. And so this is really about that that longing to see. To see things fully, and the knowledge that what I'm seeing or what I'm perceiving right now is not really reality. It's related to reality, but I'm only seeing a part of the picture, which fits in with the fuller theme of that album, The Long View. The Long View is knowing that if I react on something from what I'm just looking at right in this moment, my short-sightedness, that I'm acting on, if I act on that, I'm acting on partial knowledge. The long view is saying, I need to wait. I need to see a little bit more before I engage. And that's a theme that comes, that weaves itself in and out of the entire album. But I'd like to talk, there aren't a lot of lyrics in As We Are Known. I'll read the lyrics that are there. And they repeat themselves kind of in a mirrored fashion. We begin, and there are multiple voices there. Normally I wait until the end to talk about the musical style, but I think the musical style is such a central piece in this song, I need to talk a little bit about it. I think at the time I was listening to and very enthralled with Bon Iver and the use of that male falsetto, which was not something I grew up thinking about. And it's not something I was particularly, it's not a vocal style I was particularly comfortable with. But in thinking about it, I decided I'd go ahead and experiment with it. And it kind of put me in a kind of a vulnerable place. So we've got layers of male falsetto there. And it opens with kind of a layering in of these lyrics, face to face, as we are known, know, 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 face to face. So there's where we begin, and it's difficult to understand the way the lyrics are lined out, the way they're arranged, the phrases run together, and so there are multiple ways of taking those lyrics in, and so the song begins with a little bit of potential ambiguity there. For the listener, when the main part comes in, and what I did on that is saying the main part of the lyrics in my own normally baritone kind of range, with the falsetto in the background. I always see reflections, this mirror right in front of me. I always see reflections. Oh, to be known and to know. So those are all of the lyrics that exist in the song. Following that, we have an instrumental section and then a repeat of those particular lyrics. And then the song ends with what we had at the very beginning. Face to face, as we are known, know, face to face, face to face, as we are known, know, face to face, and so on. So I think in thinking about the verse that inspired this, and in thinking about what I was working to do, I think getting at that frustration of desiring to be known, and I think any artist who's working in any medium, whether it's music or visual arts or even performing arts to some degree, even theater, I think a desire to be to know and to be fully known, and the combination of those two things is really in many ways at the heart of that. And I plenty of people may disagree with me. I know that there's an element of just pure creation, creating something. But for the artist, the reason the artist, in this transaction, the reason I am doing something has something to do with wanting to know more deeply whatever it is that I'm engaging with. And wrapped up in that, to be known. Now, that might have, some people might say that that has a lot to do with the ego. And I would agree that that any artist can get carried away with the ego, the being known side of that equation. Who is listening to my music? Who's taking in what I'm doing? What are they thinking about? What are the critics saying? How many hits am I getting? How many views on YouTube? What are the numbers saying? And that can really undercut the creative work. It can become the driving force if it moves out of balance. But I think if we're honest with ourselves as artists, whatever sort of artist you are, a part of the equation is being known. That satisfaction of knowing that someone who has participated in or listened to or taken in this thing that I have created has connected in a meaningful way with it, and therefore they've connected in some way with me. That I'm not fully absent once I let go of this piece of art, once I put the song out there, once I step away from the painting, once I move away from the film, I'm not fully gone. There's a piece of me there, and a part of the transaction in someone engaging with that art is that they are engaging at some level with me, coming to know me in some way. Now, the big piece that's so fulfilling for many artists is the process of creation, is a process of knowing, a process of coming to know whatever it is I'm grappling with in a deeper way, whether it starts randomly or starts with a very specific thing. I mean, with this, the inspiration, I suppose, was a very specific thing, a specific verse in the Bible, but what I was grappling with was not that verse. It was this idea of knowing and being known. And will there come a time when I know fully and am fully known? And I don't know that I've arrived at that answer, and I don't even know exactly what that answer what that would look like, but I do know that it's at the heart of much of what I think we do as creative human beings, and I think it's at the heart of what drives us in a positive direction. If I don't care, if I truly didn't care about knowing more deeply, and particularly about knowing others more deeply, or being known by others, then I'm really trapped in this isolated position and being cut off. The drive for community, the drive for connection, the drive really for love is a drive to know and to be known. And so that's at the core of this song. Musically, one of the reasons I like this album so much is I was really working with a lot of banjo. There's a lot of banjo in there, but it's mixed in with this very distant piano, a good deal of reverb. It has this large open feeling, and then the layered vocals there. And it's unclear as you move into it what genre you're even working with. I place the album in the genre of, I would suppose, alternative rock because of some of the instrumentation and in the rest of it. But it could just as easily be singer-songwriter. It could be, in some ways, it could be folk. So the genre is not all that incredibly important. I think being a little bit, having a sound that's pushing against being placed in a particular box is what excited me about this song and the album in general. So there we have it. As We Are Known from 2012's The Long View. My name's Scott Simpson, and you've been listening to Dancin' Moon Songcast, which comes out every Friday. You can find all my music and lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com, and you can catch another episode every Friday. Thanks for listening. Be well.